And welcome again, everyone, to the Interpreter's Corner podcast. My name is Enrique Andrade, staff interpreter with Court Language Access Services in Washington County, state of Oregon. And today in the program, we have a wonderful guest that I'm very excited to interview. Her name is Chantal Portillo, and she is one of our newest staff interpreters for the Spanish language here in Court Language Access Services. Chantal, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to participate.
Now, Chantal, I have a few questions that I would like to ask you. First of all, where do you currently work?
Currently, I'm a staff interpreter for Court Language Access Services for the Oregon Judicial Department.
Any county in particular where you're working?
Yes, I'm working in Marion County. My headquarters are in Salem.
Wonderful. How long have you been interpreting, Chantal?
I have been interpreting since 2004, so roughly 16 years.
What got you into languages as a young person?
I always loved languages. When I was little, we traveled a lot between Spain, where we lived, and the United States, where my mom had her family, her side of the family. And that constant traveling and experiencing two cultures, that I think was one of the main reasons why I came to love languages so much.
Why did you choose to get certified in court interpretation?
I started as a conference interpreter back in Spain. And with the recession there in Spain, I needed to look for new opportunities, and I decided to come to the United States, which had been a plan for me for many, many years. But then I forgot about it in my 20s. And then when all that happened, I decided, let's give it a try. So I moved to the United States, and it became clear to me pretty fast that if I wanted to work as an interpreter, the best option was to get certified. I started with medical interpreting, and I got certified as a medical interpreter. But that didn't cover my expenses. So, and I knew that I wanted to be a judicial interpreter, but I did medical interpreting first because it was faster than the process of court getting certified as a court interpreter. So after I got certified as a medical interpreter, I continued working in my judicial interpreting certification, and that's where I ended up.
And that's how you ended up here in the state of Oregon. I mean, you moved directly here. Did you live in several states in the United States before settling in Oregon?
At first I moved to the state of Utah, not because I was planning on living in Utah, but because my aunt that I love dearly lived in Utah and lives in Utah. And she offered to let me live in one of her houses while I was looking for work and, you know, trying to figure it out, because I did try to figure it out from Spain, but it was impossible to set up job interviews. People just, they know you're in a different continent. There's a lot of people here that want to work as well. So, and it was reasonable. So I stopped trying to do that from a different continent. And I actually ended up in Oregon because I watched a YouTube video and I thought Portland was adorable. And that was it. In Utah, I wasn't having too much luck with getting work. There wasn't as much work as I thought there could be, or I needed there to be. And I decided to move to Portland. I didn't have family here. I hadn't lived here before, but it was so cute, Portland, that I decided to move there. In the end, I have moved to Salem, and I'm very happy here. But that was my initial reason for moving to Oregon.
Wonderful. Now, Chantal, thinking back upon the certification exam that you took, both the written and the oral, could you tell us what was the hardest thing about the test for you?
Yes. The hardest part of the test was something that caught me quite off guard, and it was a handwritten note. It looked like a handwritten note, so it wasn't typed. And it was a note that somebody, an LEP person, had written to the court. And in my professional experience as a translator and an interpreter, I had never interpreted something that was very low register like that. And you really had to fill in the gaps. You had to be able to understand the handwriting, which was also not easy. So that was the hardest part for me, and it caught me off guard. And I don't think they put enough emphasis on materials that are out there. When one looks for materials to study for the exam. So that was a difficult part of the test.
Chantal, what piece of advice would you give for someone preparing to take the test?
Study a lot. Find someone to study with if you like studying with people. Study alone if you prefer to study on your own. But you really do need to study a lot, even if you have been interpreting as a medical interpreter for years, or if you have been interpreting for your parents for years, you will need to study a lot. So try to gather materials, share materials, record yourself, read in Spanish, read in English, read in your language, in the language that you're going to work in, and English. Read as much as you can, newspapers, read books, study a lot. It's a hard test, but it's very worth it. So all the time you put into it, you will be happy you did.
Now, when we talk about studying specifically, would you recommend focusing on one area versus another, or how do you study? There's a thousand topics that one could study, and one could become overwhelmed with studying to become an interpreter, but you really need to focus on some things versus another so that your study can be efficient. What would you recommend?
Well, you have to be efficient in the three modalities that you will be tested in: consecutive, simultaneous, and sight translation. So that is one part of the test. And that to develop your technique and your confidence in those three modalities, you don't really have to study judicial. You don't have to focus in judicial. But after you have your three modalities of interpreting and your two modalities and the sight translation, once you feel comfortable, you really need to go into legalese, to legal language, because that is a very important component of the test. So you need to master all the modalities and the content.
And with modalities, we mean the consecutive, sight, and simultaneous, correct?
Correct.
Chantal, how did you thrive as a freelance interpreter?
As a freelance interpreter, I have two very different experiences. I had my experience back in Spain, where I developed a portfolio of very, very of diverse clients. I had clients that were attorneys. I did a lot of conference interpreting. I did some medical interpreting. I had many, many clients. I worked for many agencies. I translated a lot as well. And in Spain, there's a lot more translation work than interpreting. Interpreting is very small. So I did a lot of translation. So there it was about diversity and about covering as many areas as you could. My experience in the United States has been very different. Here, as I said before, I started with medical interpreting. But once I got certified as a judicial interpreter, and I started working for the courts, I developed that relationship with the courts. I was very available. I was delighted with the work I was doing. And after the first year, because your first year, you're new, so they don't call you all the time. But after your first year, and if you work well, they will call you. They will call you much more often. And I just developed a very strong relationship with the courts, to the point that now I'm staff,
There
so.
you go, and then that works on my next question. Chantal, why did you choose to be a staff interpreter?
Many reasons. First and foremost, I love the work that I do in the courts. I am so passionate about it. I feel so comfortable in the courtroom. The staff is so generous. And not only the staff in our department, like everybody in the courts, the clerks, the judges, the attorneys. And I feel that our work is really, it's really important. I feel that we're helping people. On the other, and on top of that, it pays well. It's a job that pays well. So if the work that you're doing, if you feel passionate about it, and on top of that, they pay you well, and of course, there's excellent benefits. and the security, because that's one thing about being a freelance interpreter and a freelance anything really. You're a freelancer. So in my case, in my personal case, I wanted to buy a house. And I had bought a house before, and with the last recession, I lost it. So I just wanted security. And since this was an environment that I am so comfortable in, I decided that this was the next logical step for me. And I'm very happy I took it.
And we're very happy that you took it as well. I think you're a great addition to our team, Chantel. Now, having worked in the courtrooms here in Oregon for a while, what are the hardest cases for you to hear or work on?
That would for sure and no doubt be sexual abuse cases of minor children. Those are very hard to work on. It's very hard to interpret for a minor that has gone through an experience like that, or for their mother, or it's very difficult. Also, anything that has to do with domestic violence is very hard for me. Those are cases that are hard, but are also cases in which you feel that more than in any other cases, those people have the right, everybody has the right to be heard. And you feel like your job is essential. You feel like that every day, all the time, really. That it is in the most difficult cases where you feel it the most.
Thank you, Chantel. And one last question for you. What is an inspiring message you wish to give to future certified interpreters here in Oregon?
Oh, it would be go for it. Go for it. Try. Take the exam. And if you don't pass it the first time, don't get discouraged and try it again. It is a wonderful job. It is amazing. I'm very passionate about it. I've always loved it. I wasn't so passionate until I started working for the courts. Because when you do conference interpreting, yes, you feel like, you know, knowledge and the distribution of knowledge is essential. But there's nothing more rewarding than feeling like you are helping people with defending their constitutional rights or getting justice. Or it is a great job. It is a great experience. It pays very well. I would say go for it. Do it.
Wonderful, wonderful message. Thank you very much, Chantel, for giving us a bit of your time over here. And to everybody out there, study hard, focus on the exam and the three modalities of consecutive, simultaneous, and side translation. And we look forward to talking to you in the next show. My name is Enrique Andrade, and this has been the Interpreter's Corner Podcast.